Radio.
We've got the rhythm of the music. We've got your weather and your news. All you need to know.
Chilton Radio.
It's Thursday, the 15th of October, 1981, and your new local radio station is born. Chilton Radio, serving Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire. We broadcast on 362 metres medium wave, that's 828 kilohertz, and in stereo on 97.5 megahertz VHF. We hope that you will get much pleasure and enjoyment from the programmes we have prepared for you. The chairman of Chilton Radio is Peter Burton.
Good morning. The opening of our own local radio station is a momentous occasion for those of us who live in Harts, Beds and in neighbouring areas. For the first time in our history, we shall have an entertainment, news and information service wholly devoted to the needs of people in our region. We can hear about each other rather than about events in London that many of us relate to little or not at all. And by hearing about each other, I hope we shall learn about each other, experience increasing enjoyment of the region in which we live, and develop a much greater sense of our own identity. Chilton Radio will serve all localities, large and small, from St Albans and Hemel Hempstead in the south to Huntingdon in the north, from Milton Keynes in the west to Steamledge and Welwyn Garden City in the east. Whatever your taste and whatever your interests, there will be something for you in our programmes. Big towns, small towns, villages and rural areas will all feature in our coverage of news and affairs. From today on, you're going to hear the very best in broadcasting in Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Across the Chilton Hills,
all you need to know.
At the heart of Harts and Beds, Chilton Radio.
Chilton Radio, local news. This is Sim Harris. A 25-year-old Hertfordshire man committed suicide only days after being suspected of forging bank payments of £22,000. Paul Cook reports.
Marius Julie, who lived at...
Chilton Radio News. It's 6:05.
Holmes and Newman.
Chilton Radio.
The Beach Boys and I Can Hear Music, the first record ever played right here on Chilton Radio. Good morning, it's 6:07. I'm Paul Holmes.
And welcome. I'm Tony Newman. Good morning.
And there is a good morning. You didn't get lost this morning?
No, I didn't, actually. I just down the road.
It's a bit of a grand morning, isn't it, really? All the governors in here. You notice this all dressed up and everything?
I know. I had to put my best bib and tucker this morning.
I know. I couldn't find my checkbook yesterday to pick up the good trousers. Do you know what I mean? I was having them shortened. Second time I've had them shortened. It's so depressing, shrinking. It's 6:07. Tony, there's a lot of telegrams in this morning welcoming us.
There are indeed. I've got a posh one here. It says, from the House of Commons, my word, to Chilton Radio on the occasion of their first broadcast. May I send them every good wish for their success, Chilton Radio. The event of local radio will, I'm sure, prove a valuable as well as entertaining, additional benefit of living in Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire. And that comes from Christopher Murphy, Member of Parliament for Welling and Hatfield. Thank you very much for your wishes, Christopher.
That's wonderful. Now we have friends in high places. Maybe we'll get on the honours list in a couple of years.
Well, I can only hope.
I think we'll keep in sweep with the Commons. By the way, if you're getting off to work and abroad by all of us, it's 8 minutes past six. Nevertheless, there's one here from the Charter Trustees of Dunstable, a lovely little letter that says, "Dear Sir, the Town Mayor, Councillor Peter J. Newton, JP, has asked me to write on his behalf to welcome your organisation to Dunstable and to wish you every success in the future. Yours faithfully, Mrs. I. Rosie, Clerk to the Charter Trustees and Secretary to the Town Mayor. Thank you very much for thinking of us."
And one here to Colin Mason, our Superior Managing Director. Hello, Colin. "Best wishes for a successful launch today. Regards from all in the music department of Capital Radio London."
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh. That comes from Peter James. Thanks for your lovely message, Peter.
Here's one here from, this is West Sound and Air. "One fetal station sending felicitations to the newly born. Regards from the newsroom deputy, editors MacArthur, McDowell and MacDonald. How are the nerves? We go on air Friday evening. Yours, Air." How are the nerves? We're very jumpy.
Yep.
Yes, I'd say so. It's 9 minutes past six now, counting down. The launch of Columbia coming up soon.
All the very best for you on your first day on air. Here's hoping that Chilton Radio will make your listeners want to stay in beds all day long. That comes from David Markham and Margaret at the Standard Sound.
And here's an expensive greetings telegram. It's actually a card, so we know they've gone to great consideration over this one. It's to Holmes and Newman. "Best wishes and good luck for tomorrow." That means today, I suppose. "Now, Cliff Feltham, Press Officer, the County Hall, Hertford." And Tony, there's just one more I just want to read you. You know, if I don't mind.
Is that book?
No, it's an international telegram, and it came yesterday from New Zealand, you see. I must read this.
Yes.
And it says, "Best of luck to you and Chilton Radio on opening day. Am I too late? Love from all at home."
Oh, lovely.
It's to me.
Ten minutes past six.
Is the time.
The all-new Vauxhall Cavalier. A new generation of 1300S and 1600S engines that produce more power yet better fuel economy than you ever thought possible. Totally new bodies. Sleek, efficient, roomy and comfortable. At prices you'll find hard to believe. See the all-new Vauxhall Cavaliers. You'll want their power, you need their economy, and you'll love their price. Test drive one at your local Vauxhall Opel dealer. The all-new Vauxhall Cavalier.
You're now listening to one of the most effective advertising media in use today. Like all the other independent radio stations, Chilton Radio reaches a broad section of the community, business and professional people, as well as consumers. If you're an advertiser, therefore, radio offers you a unique opportunity to talk to your potential customers, both at home and at work, even in their cars. But effective as it is, radio advertising can only work as well as the message allows it to. And that's where SPI advertising can help. SPI advertising produces radio commercials that work. Whether you want to talk to business people or consumers, SPI advertising has the skills and talent to provide you with a memorable, informative, and extremely cost-effective radio campaign. And SPI can handle all your other advertising needs as well. To find out more about SPI, the largest full-service advertising agency in the area, just ring Dennis Noble on Dunstable 609 421. That's Dunstable 609 421.
Berkhamsted Motor Company? Yes, we're the only Ford dealer in the area.
Remember the name, Berkhamsted Motor Company. Phone 71171.
Thank you for calling.
In the beautiful English countryside, across the hills and downs we glide, Chilton Radio.
Good morning, my darlings. Pucker up your lips and face the day. 12 minutes past six it is, with Holmes at Newman at Chilton Radio and Elvis Costello.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ash.